Someone asked me whether he was allowed to rent his apartment in Israel to a non-Jew. So this question actually became a hotly discussed topic about 10 years ago when a number of religious Zionist rabbanim publicized a halakhic ruling initiated by Rav Shmuel Eliyahu from Tzfat forbidding Jews to rent apartments to non-Jews, and other rabbanim wrote responses to the contrary. There are two potential issues or two potential prohibitions regarding renting an apartment to a non-Jew in Israel. One is the pasuk says lo techanem, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph says lo titein lahem chaniya bakarka. It means that you can't give them a foothold in the land by selling them or renting them an apartment. Then you're giving them a foothold in the land. And the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Halacha Gimel Daled. He says that we don't sell houses and fields in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. And he says that we also, even a place where, and there's a question of whether you can rent a house in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew, he thinks that you can, the Rambam says, as long as they don't make it into a shchunah, a neighborhood of at least three people. But he writes, even when you're allowed to rent to a non-Jew, so you can't rent it to be a Beit Dirah. You can rent it to them as being an otsar, a storehouse, but you're not allowed to rent a house to a non-Jew because he's going to bring in his avodah zarah. And the pasuk says, "Lo savi toeva al beisecha." You're not allowed to bring abomination to your house. So if you're renting a house to a non-Jew and he brings an avodah zarah to the house which belongs to you, so that would be a problem as well. So the truth is, so you have two different issues. So it would seem, actually, as long as they don't make it into, the non-Jew doesn't make it into a shchunah, then maybe there's no prohibition of lo techanem. Would you be allowed to sell the house to the non-Jew? So let's talk about each different issue. Regarding the issue of renting to a non-Jew and potentially violating lo savi soeva el beisecha, so there, the Rama writes in Yoredea Simon Kufdud Aleph Seif Yud Ha'idna Nagu Lahaskir Afla Dira. And nowadays you can even rent a non-Jew to live there. Kevinch Ein Nogim Lahakis Avodas Kochon Vavateyam. Because now they don't have the custom to bring their Avodah Zarah into the houses. That's what the Rama writes based on the Rosh. Now the Shach in Sif Katan Yud Zayin thinks that this is difficult. He says the Hachazina Demachtiz Avodas Kochon Vavateyam. I feel the Bekeva. So it's not true. We see that they do bring Avodah Zarah into their houses, even permanently. And V'dochak Lomar, Dechemen de Bizman Hazel Lava Ovde Avodah Zkochavim Heim Lo Mikre Elil Shalahem Avodah Zkochavim. It's difficult to say that since nowadays, maybe they're not really Ovde Avodah Zarah, so maybe it's not considered an Avodah Zarah. Maybe. So the Shach seems to disagree with the Ramah, saying that he doesn't understand the Rama. He says that nowadays it seems that it is a problem because they do bring their Avodah Zarah into their house. It could be that the debate between the Rama and the Shach could be whether, we're talking about Christianity, whether Christianity is considered Avodah Zarah for the non-Jew. We know that it's Avodah Zarah for a Jew to worship Christianity. That's Shituf, which is what Christianity is according to Halacha. So that's considered Avodah Zarah for the Jew. It's a dispute amongst the Rishonim whether it's considered Avodah Zarah for the non-Jew. So maybe that might be behind the debate between the Ramah and the Shach, but certainly according to the Ramah, to rent to a Christian a house in Eretz Yisrael is not a violation of Lo Savi Toeva El Beisecha. And certainly to a Muslim, it's clearly not Avodah Zarah. Muslims don't worship Avodah Zarah, so it's clearly not a violation of Avodah Zarah from a lo tavi toeva el beisecha. So what about selling an apartment to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael? What about the violation of lo sechane? So the truth is, again, there are at least three responses to this claim that's a violation of lo sechane. So first of all, you have the Ravid in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Halacha Vav, who says that maybe the violation of Lo Sechanim, the prohibition of Lo Sechanim, only applies to the seven nations. So nowadays, we can't claim that anyone any non-Jew definitely is from the seven original nations. And so maybe it's not a violation to rent to or to sell to any non-Jew, because the prohibition of Lashchanim only applies to the seven nations. Rav Kook, in dealing with Heter Mechira, when he allowed the Israelis, the Jews, to sell to non-Jews their fields so that the non-Jews could work on the land during Shemitah, so he had to deal with two different issues. Number one is, does that work? Does that overcome the issue of Heter Mechira, of the Shemitah prohibition if you sell the land to a non-Jew? And the second issue, for our purposes, are you allowed to sell land to a non-Jew? Is it in a violation of Lo Sechane? So in Mishpat Kohen, Siman Samach Aleph, Rav Kook suggests, and he believes that the prohibition of base, this may be based on another Ravid, and that a nation, and this might be some a broader leniency. This is from Hilchos Avodos Isuri Bia Perek Yudalid, that says that you're allowed to sell the land to a ger toshav, and any nation that is misnaheges b'nimusim ka'ela yu chashum l'inyan zeh ger toshav. Any civilized nation is called a ger toshav. You don't specifically have to observe the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, as long as you're a civil and in front of a beis din and admit in front of a beis din the Torah comes from God. As long as you are a civilized nation, so then you are considered a ger toshav, and therefore there's no violation of Lo Sechanim. So again, one reason to be lenient is because maybe Lo Sechanim only applies to the seven nations. Another possibility is that any civilized nation is considered a ger toshav for these purposes. And Rav Lichtenstein, when he opposed, this ruling that you can't sell to land or houses to non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael, he makes one other point, which is the following: that even though the Rambam says there's a prohibition of Lo Techanim to sell land to non-Jews, he says in general, Tosfos, the Bali Tosfos, generally were lenient and tried to be lenient when it comes to certain prohibitions regarding doing business with Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Tosafists basically found ways to find loopholes to allow people to do business. So it's conceivable, even though it's not explicitly mentioned by the Tosafists, but Rav Lichtenstein says, I certainly do not wish to insert myself into a dispute among giants or presume to decide between the Rav and the Tosafists. I merely note that he writes that you have to consider the view that the Tosafists, even though they don't deal with this specific issue explicitly, that they probably would be lenient in this regard as well. This prohibition of Lo Sechanim is not found actually in the Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in the Rambam, and Lichtenstein thinks that the Bali Tosfos would disagree, just like they disagree with many prohibitions about doing business with non-Jews based on this prohibition of Lo Techanim. So therefore, we have three potential reasons to be lenient. So number one is Lo Sovi Toel Beisacha may not apply to nowadays to Christians, according to the Rambam, because we'd assume they don't bring in their Avodah Zarah. Shach may disagree. It simply would not apply to renting your home to Muslims. What about selling a home to a non-Jew? So potentially, Lo Sechanim may not apply because it may only apply to the seven nations. Rav Kook may say it doesn't apply, and followers of his would say it would not apply to the prohibition to a civilized nation. Rav Lichtenstein suggests that maybe even the Tosfos would disagree with the Rambam's position, and therefore, again, it's probably preferable. It might be preferable to rent or sell to a Jew, but it seems that there's reason to be lenient to, if need be, to sell or to rent to a non-Jew.